Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Listeners of RIB English Radio, this is the show like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. I'm your host, Muhammad. In this show, we talk about everything that is related to our dear and noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in the verses of the Quran, in the narrations, in the Sunnah and Sirah of the Prophet. There is this concept that people, Muslims, talk a lot about these days, and that is how we should do everything that the Prophet did, and we shouldn't do anything that the Prophet didn't do. And they say that if you do something that the Prophet didn't do, it's a bid'ah, and if you don't do something that the Prophet did, again, it would be a sin or a bid'ah. It has certain considerations, but if you want to make it really simple, some have made this remark about the Prophet and how we should do exactly what he did, especially with respect to acts of worship and anything that the Prophet wouldn't do in worship would be haram or bid'ah. This is a wrong notion. This is not correct. Yes, we have to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet with regards to the acts of worship, and not only acts of worship, other even normal activities that the Prophet used to do, which have become to be known as Mustahab, Sunnah of the Prophet. And these things, they entail a lot of reward. Okay, so many of the mundane or seemingly mundane or normal activities that the Prophet would do became like mustahab and pleasurable and desirable things that all Muslims must do, because it was the Prophet who did them. It wasn't just any individual. But then if the Prophet didn't do certain things, would that mean that we shouldn't do them either? Not always. So it has some things that we have to consider. Okay, so some say that we should not recite the Quran melodiously like it is recited right now, like with maqamat and beautifying your voice and doing this and that and focusing too much on the alhan and the melodies. Is that true? It could be true, depending on what you mean exactly by that, okay? But then we have many narrations where the Prophet actually instructs us to recite the Qur'an with a good voice, to beautify our voices when reciting the Qur'an. And we even have narrations that state, those who recite the Qur'an without beautifying their voice, their voices, they are not one of us. We have this narration. I don't know if it's like an authentic narration or not, but such a statement has been attributed to the Prophet. Okay, so that's how, like, we have the other one, which is really famous and it's probably really authentic, where he says, حَسِّنُوا الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ فَإِنَّ صَوْتَ الْحَسَنِ يَزِيدُ الْقُرْآنَ حُسْنًا. And we also have زَيِّنُوا instead of حَسِّنُوا. We have two variations of this same hadith. Before we continue this discussion, it's time for us to take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
True love taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
على سيدنا المصطفى على حبيبك نبيك.
Welcome back. You're listening to Like Muhammad on RIV English Radio. So we were talking about the recitation of the Qur'an and how we can apply the sunnah of the Prophet when reciting the Qur'an. Some scholars who are really radical, they say that reciting the Qur'an with maqamat and melodiously is categorically haram. This is not true, because even like when we ask them to recite the Qur'an with a good voice, they subconsciously and involuntarily use the maqamat and the alhan that exist in Qur'an recitation to recite the Qur'an. They say that, you know, you should not do it consciously, you should not, like, that's not true, first of all, because learning the maqamat is something different from compelling yourself to apply those melodies into the recitation of the Qur'an. That could be problematic, okay? And that is why learning the Qur'an has always been something that has to be learned by ear. Whether it's tajweed, whether it's waqf wal-ibtida, whether it's maqamat, the qira'at, the riwayat, most of them is by taqlid and by ear, learning them by ear. The maqamat are the same. It's something that we produce naturally and intuitively, but it sounds really nice and it's very beautiful. But we have to use these melodies in order to convey the meanings of the verses of the Qur'an to our audience. It should have a purpose. The purpose of a recitation, a melodious recitation, should not be to entertain our listeners, as in, you know, to show off to them how good we recite. No, the ultimate goal is for them to ponder over the verses of the Qur'an, on the meanings of the verses of the Qur'an, and to contemplate them, not to enjoy the melody themselves. You know, but then there are some people who teach the maqamat. Is that haram or not? Again, it's not haram, because when you teach something, when you talk about the theory of something, you just analyze something that people do. Okay, when we speak, when we talk, we naturally use words, we use nouns, adjectives, verbs, prepositions, and so on and so forth. Linguists have come and they have analyzed the words that we use. They say that, okay, a noun gets an adjective, a verb gets an adverb. You have to combine this word with that word. But when it comes into practice, we're talking about practically, we don't think about any of those things. We just speak naturally. We speak our minds, right? Qur'an recitation is the same. There should be no takalluf when reciting the Qur'an. It should be a natural, intuitive recitation of the Qur'an. And the maqamat is the same. When you recite in a maqam, you should not be deliberately trying to apply a certain maqam to the verses. No, you can do that if you want to practice, but it should be something that sounds natural and like a Qur'an recitation. And that is why they say that you have to learn tajweed first before you learn the maqamat and melodious recitation. Because if your tajweed is not perfect, you're going to use the maqamat in a way that is against the rules of tajweed. And that is not acceptable by any means. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. Until next time, I leave you in the care and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, feel like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and feel like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habib. Yeah.
رسول